Hi, this is Shaylin Hudson. I make candles for Scene Creations, and the price is anywhere from $3 to $8. If you'd like to contact me about purchasing any, you could call me at 907-401-1095.
You have a Facebook page? No? Hello and welcome to Horror After Hours, coming to you from the Naughty Guy Studio. I'm your host, the Naughty Guy, Adam J. Tonight, it's going to be a quick one, sorry, but tonight I want to talk about one of my all-time favorite TV shows, which only ran for two seasons, from 1964 through 1965. This was The Munsters. This was shown in black and white. This is a true cult classic. Now, the Munsters are a Transylvanian-American family living in the 1313 Mockingbird Lane in the fictional city of Mockingbird Heights. The series running the gag is a decidedly odd-looking family with strange taste. They all consider themselves to be the average American family. Herman is the family's sole wage earner, though Lily and Grandpa make short-lived attempts to earn money from time to time. While Herman is the head of the household, Lily also makes many decisions. Using a family of mostly supernatural-seeming creatures, the show is satirized by the typical family sitcom formula of the era. The well-meaning father, the nurturing mother, the eccentric live-in relative, the naive teenager, and the precocious child. Members of the family even mention by name several sitcoms, such as The Munsters themselves, which Al Lewis, in an interview with Variety, explained, "We can do a lot of satirical pointed things on society that you couldn't do on an ordinary show." Lewis also said, philosophically, the format is that, in spite of the way people look to you physically, underneath there's a heart of gold. The Munsters reflected changes in social attitudes during the civil rights era, and in 2020, the speech Herman makes to Eddie in the 1965 episode, Eddie's Nickname, went viral. The lesson I want you to learn is that it doesn't matter what you look like, whether you are tall or short, or fat or thin, or ugly or handsome, like your father. Or you can be black or yellow or white, it doesn't matter. What matters is the size of your heart and the strength of your character. The costumes and appearances of the family, other than Marilyn, were based on the classic monsters of Universal Studios, my all-time favorites. The films from the 1930s and 40s, including the iconic version of Frankenstein's monster, whose costume and makeup were first created by Jack Pierce for the 1931 Universal Studios film, Frankenstein. Universal jointly produced the Munsters and was thus able to use these copyrighted designs. Makeup for the series was credited to Bud Westmore, who pioneered many other makeup effects and designs for Universal's monster movies other than Pierce. Filming originally conceived as a color show, The Munsters was ultimately filmed in black and white to save money to resemble Universal's vintage monster films. Over the course of season one, the makeup for Herman, Lily, and Grandpa was adjusted. Lily's hair originally had a large white streak, which was reduced in later episodes. Her necklace featured a bat instead of a star, and her eyebrows were angled more. Grandpa's makeup was exaggerated, including heavier eyebrows, and Herman's face was widened for dopier, less human appearance. Gwyn also added a stutter whenever Herman was angry or wanted to make a point. And he frequently left his mouth open, adding to the effect of goofy, less than frightening figure. Now, one interesting thing to note here is that in the series pilot, Lily was not a character yet. Instead, they had Joan Marshall, who appeared in this pilot, and she played a character named Phoebe Munster, who was, of course, the wife of Herman, and she strongly resembled Morticia Adams. The Munsters was retooled because the studios were very concerned over how much she looked like Morticia from the Addams Family. So instead, they decided to move on from Joan Marshall and went with Yvonne DiCarlo, who became Lily Munster. Now, I was talking to my bro about this, and I've seen just little clips in documentaries with Phoebe as Herman's wife, and it was so different. The comedy had a different timing. Everything was much darker. Now, when I looked at that, it completely changed my perspective on the way the Munsters looked. Everything about the show would have been completely different had they stuck with Phoebe rather than going to Lily. Now, one thing I do like about, the fact that they went with Lily is that the show became a monster version of Leave It to Beaver, and I loved it. Now, everybody loved it. Sadly, the show only ran for 2 full seasons, but the show, after syndication, became this massive cult hit. So, after the show was actually canceled, they started putting movies together about the Munsters, which are just phenomenal. Munster Go Home is my favorite Munster movie. Now, if you haven't seen it, it's a 1966 movie. Check it out. If you don't have it, contact me. I'll hook you up. I got the DVD. I love it. I don't mind sharing it. So, this whole thing come about tonight because Rob Zombie is on the horizon with a movie of the Munsters. Now, I love the original Munsters. And I'm praying that he doesn't turn this into a Rob Zombie film where it's the worst possible characters in history, the absolute scum of the earth, and make this a very dark movie, because you're missing out on the amazing comedy that the Munsters carried. And what an amazing show this was. My God, this may have been the show that created my obsession for horror. And I don't know, maybe. I mean, I grew up watching the Munsters. It was always on reruns on TNT and TBS. And apparently this originally aired on CBS. So after syndication, this really made a major cult following. So anybody who's not familiar with the Munsters, contact me. I'll hook you up. So, if I have to give a rating of the Munsters TV show and the Munsters movies, I'm going to give those a straight up 5 chainsaws out of 5 on my rating scale, because this is what I grew up on. This is what I love. I'm very passionate about these. And if you don't like them, shame on you. Just kidding. Hope you'll like it. Anyway, the Winter Arts Fair will happen November 26th. 27th and 28th at the Saxman Community Center. The opening night gala will be Friday the 26th. It'll be a $5 entry fee. Now, Saturday and Sunday, there will be no entry fee. Come on out, support all the local artists. Everybody has worked hard for this. And at this point, I'm hoping that the show will still go on. They say by the 18th, they're going to decide whether or not they're going to go forward with the Winter Arts Fair. So I'm hoping they will. The Winter Arts, or the Ketchikan Arts and Humanity Council, they're basing this whole thing on what our COVID case count is. So keep that in mind. If this thing does happen, please wear a mask. Please remember to be socially distant. And everybody take care of each other. That's all I have for you this evening. I wish I could have more, but I hope you enjoyed. This is Horror After Hours. This is the Naughty Guy signing off. Thank you.